This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
Yeah, well, first, how do we transition from a scarcity mindset to abundance? For those of you that don't know, here's my idea of scarcity. So there's three worlds in this idea. One is the one I was born into. It's called the world of not enough. So I grew up in a world of not enough money, not enough food, which literally is my, you know, target this year is to shift my energy, because it's genetic and energetic scarcity, right? You inherit it in your DNA and you're energetically by your surroundings. So I was born, you know, when my dad left when I was five with six kids and a single mom, there's a lot of not only scarce genetics because of the historical, you know, downloads of my family genetically, but now I'm put into a circumstance that it's, you know, feeding it more of not enough. So people that live in not enough live in the why me world. They're victims. They're in a comparative world, which is the thief of joy. And so there's not enough. And it will carry over into weird stuff. Like, I have not had food insecurity since I went to college, right? I got a scholarship to college, including a food plan. So I have not had. And so combined with the fact that I couldn't gain weight in playing college football, like, it fed into my food insecurity that I would just eat and eat and eat. But I didn't see any results. And this is part of abundance and scarcity, is that our behaviors that are dictated by energy and energetic inheritance and genetic inheritance are not aligned with the results of today. So if I'm overeating when I'm 18 to 22, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 calories, and the result that I'm getting is I can't gain weight or I'm keeping my weight, this behavior has nothing to do with this outcome. And human beings don't have an understanding or a knowing of outcomes. So when I went bankrupt, that outcome seemed like, in a scarce world, punishment. I've been doing all of this. Why am I bankrupt here? Well, because I had a genetic and energetic energy about money and not being worthy of the money that I had or didn't have. With food, I'm now 56 years old, and I'm starting to figure out that I still have a scarcity when food's on. So I have to finish my daughter's thing. I have to, even if I'm like, whoa, I work out harder now than I did when I was young. Why am I fatter? Well, because I have a different body, and it's 5,000 calories compared to 8,000 when I was young is not going to do it. So because I have scarce energy of food, I overeat when I could easily live on 2,000 calories. And it's amazing. When I start the behavior aligned with it, I'm starting to see the outcomes. So scarcity of not enough. The scarier one is scarcity of just enough. Scarcity of just enough will result in you buying things to be happy. More things to be happy when you're not happy. Different things to be happy. The worst, buying things you don't need to impress people you don't like to be happy, which is, right, like, I am compared to what I want people to think I am. Making your identity about something that you're not. It's the human doing, not the human being we just mentioned. And that scarcity pervades a lot of people. Just enough. They trade with giving, right? I give to receive. It's a trade and negotiation. And so to move to the world of more than enough, which is a value add world, which is a confirmation that you have both wisdom and faith that the behaviors of today will give me results that are aligned with where I want to be or better. I'm just not bright enough or capable enough of understanding how this result is promoting, protecting, and loving me unless I have an abundant mindset. And I have come up with, and I know you were on the training today, my biggest epiphany was and I'm struggling with it because I take care of my mom. And I manifested that, right? I wanted to be rich to take care of my mom. Now I get the blessing of taking care of my mom. But the one contradiction in my belief system was, why doesn't my mom have more than enough? I don't understand it. My mom, like, six kids, she started at 100%. And here's what I've learned. And this will change your life. If you're going to take away one thing in abundance to change your life, this is it. You have 100% of what you have. Get that mathematically? You have 100% of what you have, and not just money. You have 100% of your being. This is what the problem is. A lot of us, good intention, really kind people, give away all that we have. And we believe that you will receive more, that you will receive at least 101% back. If I give 100%, every religion, philosophy, theory, and spirituality says you give 100%, you will receive 101 or more back. Not true. What it really says, if you really get in, and I know you have religious background like I do and study it, it says if you give 100% of yourself, of your being, you will be given 101 or more. Not you will receive. See, the problem that most people have, why you end up in a zero-sum game, is that you give 100%, you're given 101%, but nobody's taught you to be aware of what you're given. Or even if you're aware of what you're given, you feel guilty, not worthy, resentful, offended, and so you say, no, it's okay. I'm just going to live in the world of just enough for me. That's enough for me. So I'm going to take 99% back or 98. I know you're offering 101 or more, but I'm just going to take 99 or 98 or 97. So what happens? You receive the 99 of the 100 that you gave away, and then you don't feel worthy to ask for more. In abundance, if there's more than enough of everything, if I'm sitting at the table by myself and you see 10 plates because all my friends didn't show because I'm a dick, would you feel bad or good about taking one of my plates? You'd feel great about it, but we don't feel great about it. There's so many plates waiting for us because we live in a world of more than enough. So the biggest issue of zero-sum game is my mom gave 100%, took 99, gave 99%, which was now her new 100%, got back 98, gave 100% of 98, down to 97. So when she's 80 years old, she ended up with zero as her 100%. That's not abundance. That's not helping anyone. That is actually scarcity at its biggest awareness in itself. So what if you learned this? The more you give, the more you're given. So I have to raise my awareness of what I'm given and be grateful to receive it all because there's more coming. And since I know that, I am now going to give 100% happily. I'm going to raise my awareness to the 101% or more that I'm given. I'm going to happily receive it, knowing that I also can ask. So let's say I give 100%. I'm given 101%. I gladly receive it. I now ask for 102%. I now get 102, I'm now given 102%. I receive that. I give that all away. 103, 104, 105, 106. All of a sudden I'm 80 years old. And yes, I leave everything behind, but I'm living more behind. More than enough for everyone, for everything. This is the key to giving. I know giving, receiving, and witnessing are one, but you're actually interfering. Because you believe the more you give and the more you receive, but no one told you how to receive. It's not an automatic thing. You know, I sit in my couch, oh, I'll give everything away, God, just bring me the Ferrari. It ain't coming. The secret when that kid sits there, that's the first step, right? Give what you think, say, do, and believe, and feel, and then raise and heighten your awareness to what you're given. It's all around you. And what heightens your awareness to what you're given is gratitude. Don't just sit at home waiting for it in darkness, thinking about what I don't have, what I did, the mistakes, failures, setbacks, all the defining moments of my life. Go out and seek the light, the love, and the lessons, and you'll find what's given to you, and then be grateful to receive it, and then give it away. Ask for more, and you'll end up not at zero sum, but value add every day. The difference between scarcity and abundance to me is identifying what you're given and receiving it.